Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is John Yang. Hello, John.
Hi.
So John is the director of research and a professor of environmental science at Lincoln University. We're excited to talk to him today. We recently had a story about agriculture, specifically on the aging of Missouri's nationally also farming ranks. And so, John, it really struck me because a little personal history of myself, I grew up in Northwest Missouri. So it was a farming community and probably 50% of my class. Now, that has been a few generations ago, John.
Okay, yeah.
But 50% of my class, I knew were going to be on the farm. Right? I mean, yeah. I left the farm, moved to a variety of different cities, but a lot of them are still in Northwest Missouri farming.
Mm-hmm.
But the story that Jenna did for us, which we'll have in our show notes, talks about, though, that's not the case now, that the age of farmers is growing older, the average age, mm-hmm. as well as the number of farmers. So okay. Kind of give us some background on that.
Yeah, there is a decline of student enrollment in agricultural major. And not many students are willing to study agricultural science. Most students go to medical school, law school, business, that type of area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have kind of the difficulty to recruit agricultural major students. In addition to that, it is estimated in USDA and Agriculture American Land Grant University, there is about 250,000 faculty scientists will retire in the next 5 years.
Wow.
So we have huge gap, and the employment opportunity is wide open for those area. But currently, we are facing the challenge, recruiting students and recruiting the faculty.
Yeah.
And so that's why the USDA and feel this is very critical and the area, and so they start to initiate next generation program to address this critical area.
Sure. So before we jump into that, though, I mean, why do you think it is so difficult right now to attract agricultural majors as students as well as faculty?
Because there's not many American kids study agriculture. Because agriculture, my background is a soil scientist.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of soil health, soil remediation, contamination, that type of work. Not many American kids are willing to study in this area. By traditionally, they feel agriculture is labor intensive and work hard in the field. But right now, because of advance of technology, this is not the case.
Right.
So, but the people still in the old memory or old tradition, they feel this is very hard working area. So not many kids are willing to study.
Yeah.
In this field.
Well, and I think we sit in a very unique spot here with two land-grant universities here within 30 miles of each other that were formed, quite honestly, based on that agricultural type of education environment. So let's talk a little bit about Lincoln and what its role in promoting and developing agriculture is.
The Lincoln University is the second land-grant, which we call 1890 HBCU, which is a land-grant university. So one of our mission, land grant mission, is to create agricultural education, agricultural research, and agricultural extension. So we have all three components within the university. I'm the the person to manage our research program.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we have 5 research area which is in alignment with the USDA top research priority, which is animal science,
mm-hmm.
plant science, food safety, natural resource and environmental management, and the social economics.
Okay.
So all of those areas within the agriculture, and we are addressing some of the critical issues in each area.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of our job, to help our Missouri farmer, and also to train agricultural professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason we have those kind of program.
We've done several stories on this, but I'm always fascinated at some of the research that is going on out at Lincoln. Mm-hmm. So give us a few ideas of what sort of research qualifies for a study.
First, let me say this. In Missouri, as you mentioned, we have two land-grant universities.
Mm-hmm.
University of Missouri is quite big compared to Lincoln. And so we develop our program. It's complementary with them. It's, we don't repeat their research.
Sure.
So, for example, our animal research program, we are focused on small ruminant, which is sheep and goats, breeding, nutrition, and production. And also, we have the aquaculture program, which is basically the fish. And we have a largest indoor aquaculture research facility. So, you know, this is animal area. In plant science, we have largest organic certified farm. So we do a lot of research related to soil health, soil organic production. You know, right now it has become hot area because related to food safety, pesticide application. And for environmental area, we are focused on water quality, soil remediation, and watershed management. For food safety area, we are developing a sensor technology for fast detection of food contamination, which is including metal contaminant and also pathogen, toxic pathogen.
Okay.
And also we are trying to improve the water quality by control a disinfection byproducts, because this is an issue which we call DBP, disinfection byproducts. It's highly regulated by EPA. So this is kind of research we are doing. And we try to develop a technology and a solution for some of the emerging or critical issue which is face our rural farmer or rural community.
Okay. You'd mentioned one other factor in Lincoln's mission is extension throughout the state. They have extension centers where they provide education and support for local agriculture. Circling back to just recently, some news was that Lincoln had received a grant to help address this idea of the declining number of farmers, number of agricultural workers. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So basically, the purpose of this grant is we receive it is to address the gap for agricultural professional. We use this grant to train our students and recruiting students and train them and get into agricultural field. It's maybe including the future farmer, a future scientist, or future agriculture professional.
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, there were several universities that received funding through this grant, and by far Lincoln got the most money.
We are not the largest. And because those funding, they have three tier. First one is $5 million. Second one is $10 million. And the third one is $20 million. So USDA invest totally, I think it's $265 million in this program. So we receive the $10 million. And this is one of our largest grants we receive. You know, Lincoln is relatively small university. So we are very excited about it. This grant will allow us to build our capacity, teaching research, and as well as extension to train students and help our future farmer.
Sure. So how might Lincoln be using this money? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, this grant, we're not alone. We're a partner with other universities. One is the Central State University in Ohio. That's the other 1890 HBCU, you know, historically black college and university. The second partner we have is Texas A&M. Other university we're partner is called Missouri University of Science Technology, formerly MU.
Oh, yeah.
So we team up for the effort to train our students.
Mm-hmm.
Our project basically consists of three major components. One is we create a student scholarship program.
Okay.
So we provide students scholarship. We create a new program. We create a new combined program, which is support students, recruiting them into agriculture and provides them tuition. mm-hmm. provides them scholarship, so that will help some of the kids, if they have specifically low-income American kids, get into the agriculture area.
Mm-hmm.
So the second area is we create an experiential learning project. So we created the research project, which is recruiting students work with us and get hands-on experience, experiential learning experience, so they can get more interest mm-hmm. into the area. Those projects cover all agriculture fields. So we have soil health projects, we have a watershed management project, we have agribusiness project, we have a nanotechnology project, and also we have AI and machine learning project.
Okay.
So that will help students get an interest into agricultural research.
Yeah.
And the third area is outreach, which is K-12, the youth program. We try to promote awareness of agriculture, like more American kids aware what it looks like in today's agriculture industry.
Sure.
And how important agricultural or food production to our national security.
Yeah, we all
and
like to eat, don't
this
we?
Is really, you know, this is a really hot area right now. And so we organize a summer camp, mm-hmm. we organize a workshop, we support students to attend a conference, to visit USDA lab, to visit industrial site like Monsanto mm-hmm. or other Syngenta or other agricultural-related industry. So that's basically that's what we are doing. Our majority fund goes to support students.
Hmm. Well, and I think that's a good approach. I mean, again, I'll go back to my initial conversation about when I grew up on a farm. I mean, everyone knew about cattle, pigs. You know, you lived in that environment. And so much of, as the number of farms have shrank, mm-hmm. the number of farmers have shrank, it strikes me that you have some metro areas as well as small towns, like even Jefferson City, that knowledge of the farm and the opportunities within agriculture are not as clear. And so I think it is interesting, this idea of, one, as I mentioned earlier, we all like to eat, and an understanding of the importance of that work and a lot of the science that people with natural science abilities, agriculture is a very thriving field to use those skills.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to just medicine or other more traditional scientific fields.
And also agriculture, like herb. It's related to the medicine, but it also it's come from agriculture.
Yeah.
So agriculture, it's not just produce planting crop mm-hmm. and harvest. Right now, the modern agriculture, they pretty much cover everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything. So, and also, as you know, GPS application and machine AI application, nanotechnology application, it all goes into agriculture. Agriculture right now cover more areas.
Right, right. So this sounds pretty exciting. You got a good plan ahead of you. So how soon are you starting to roll all of this out?
Well, we project is for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Starting date is June 1st.
Okay.
Because there's lots of paperwork has to be involved. So at Lincoln, we just completed our work, the document, set up a project. So I'm planning to call, we call the kickoff meeting next week.
Okay.
So
that's quick.
Yeah. During the meeting, we have a list all action items.
Yeah.
We're going to do, and also activity were proposed. And then we are discuss the detail, how we are going to implement those.
Yeah.
And what we should do. It's a lot of work. Actually, we already start our activity last week. At Lincoln, we also received the funding from NASA.
Mm-hmm.
To train students K-12.
Right.
And so we co-sponsor. We work with them as a co-sponsor those kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
I give the talk to students and indicate our job opportunity, study opportunity, or education opportunity, what we have.
Yeah.
Or hopefully we can promote. And in our grants, as I mentioned, majority of our money goes to students. So at the Lincoln side, we plan to recruit 20 students. We provide them a scholarship, $5,000 each. And also we provide them stipend for experiential learning, work with our faculty on research. or other activities. We also provide 10 graduate students. We cover their tuition, and also we call research assistantship.
Well, it's an incredibly important mission that you guys have. It sounds like a very innovative and exciting journey that you're starting out on. We look forward to following it and seeing some examples of how you're bringing these students into the agricultural career and developing their skills and passions. We'll stay tuned and look forward to seeing what you have up your sleeves.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining
us. Glad to be here.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.